It's presidential press conference time.
Check a hair. It's question time. Mr. President, do you believe what Mr. Khrushchev has been saying lately?
I do not believe what Mr. Khrushchev has been saying, basically because I do not understand Russia.
Marcel's here.
Bop to bop, Mr. President, dang to dang to you, ding to ding, think the education bill will be passed, ding a dong doom.
Well, for your sake, sir, I certainly hope so.
Kingston's here. Mr. President, what do you plan to do about the recession?
Well, I have spoken to the Secretary of Labor and the Secretary of Commerce, and we feel the American people will be willing to bear any burden. And we have floated a new bond issue, which in relation to the stock income tax on the previous gold standard, on the interchange of the planetary between NATO and the four powers that exist on the World Bank. The funds recurring from that alone, we feel might do it. If not, my father will lend us a couple of dollars.
Dwayne here. Mr. President, do you expect to add any new states to the Union during your administration?
Yes, we are seriously considering Alaska and Hawaii.
But Alaska and Hawaii are already in the Union.
Is that a fact?
Emily's here. Mr. Kennedy, as a child, did you ever dream of being president?
Constantly. Next question, please.
Darren here. Mr. President, are you planning a place in your administration for Mr. Sinatra?
No, it is not true that I am looking for a job in my government for Frank Sinatra. However, I hope that in 64, if things do not go well for me, Mr. Sinatra will look for a job for me in his government.
President, do you believe American aid should be aimed at A, the Latin American countries, the Western Alliance, and India, or B, the African nations, the Arab countries, and the neutral bloc?
I think America will have to select two from column A and one from column B on the family plan.
Presley here. Mr. President, Eisenhower often took trips abroad, and you hardly ever leave the White House. Why?
Well, that's a problem of age. I'm not allowed to cross the street by myself.
Connie here. Mr. President, where does the First Lady buy her clothes?
Now, I feel there are far more important things to talk about than when Mrs. Kennedy gets her clothes in a time like this when the world faces the problems it does. For example, I think a very important issue is, where do I get my clothes?
Darren here. One more time. Mr. President, what is the relationship between you and Adlai Stevenson?
The relationship between Mr. Stevenson and myself has been and will continue to be one of respect, and rightly so, for I've earned it.
Ferranti
and Taisha here.
Mr. President, most people are interested in the little things about a great man's family.
Like, sir, what are your family's musical tastes?
I myself like Broadway show tunes. One member of my family, of course, likes rock and roll and teenage music. And the other member favors concerts, opera, ballet.
That would be Jacqueline.
No, that would be Caroline.
Emily's here. Mr. President, do you believe we can persuade Poland to leave the Russian camp?
That all depends on how good a time Poland is having at the Russian camp. Now, I haven't spoken to Poland's counselor yet, but I understand Poland is doing very well in arts and crafts, beaded bag making, and intermediary swimming.
Fats here. Mr. President, when you feel dull, tired, depressed, nerves on edge, what do you do to get rid of the pain of upset stomach and headache?
I do what 9 out of 10 presidents do. I take aspirin and feel good.